So last week, I assume everybody showed up when they had the Hesped Improv of Avad Yosef. So I just think it was a little bit of a teachable moment, and I want to expound on something that most people probably didn't even realize, but it's a halacha that's very interesting, and this might be the time to just have a little glimpse of what it's all about. My father actually was the one who made the kelmale, or the hashva, whatever that was, at the end of the whole event, and if anyone noticed, he did not say Harav Avadia ben whatever his mother's name was. I, Rav Avadia Yosef, was one of the great Gedolei Yisrael. He was one of the great Gaonim of our generation. Yet, he did not recite Harav. And I just want to come to explain why that was the case. And it's something that really has far-reaching nafkaminas, not only for that, but also when you're being mispalel for a person. Let's say you're being mispalel for a rabbi, or you're saying a kelmali for a rabbi, or for that matter, Rahman al-Islam, you're being mispalel for your father. How does one daven for his father or mother? What is the correct nusach that he's supposed to say when being mispalel for them or saying a kelmali? So number one, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadik Tes Amud Beis, Ma Geder Apikoros. The Gemara wants to know, what is the definition of an apikoros in the Torah? So there's a machlokus in the Gemara. Rav says the Geder of an apikoros is someone who is Mevaza Tamid Chacham. Okay, we have plenty of people who are mevazel tamid chachamim. The question is whether this applies bizman hazeh. Do we really have tamid chachamim on the status, on the level of what tamid chachamim used to be or not? Okay, it's a separate question. Whether or not they're an apikoros, it's not for us to decide. It doesn't make a difference. However, Reb Nachman says, what is the definition, what is the characteristic that makes someone an apikoros? So Reb Nachman says, hakorei l'rabba b'shmo. Someone who calls his Rebbe by his first name is called an apikoros. That's what the Gemara says. And Rashi says, what does it mean? It's a person who chooses not to call his father or his Rebbe by Abba Mori. He doesn't say, my father, my Mora. He doesn't say, Rabbi Mori. Rather, he just says, you know, the Rebbe's name by his first name or his father's name by his first name. Dam Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara says, how do we know that this is in fact the case, that a person who calls his Rebbe by his first name is going to be in big trouble? Because the Gemara says, Mepnei ma nenash Gehazi. Gehazi was the assistant, was the Gabbai of Elisha Hanavi. Why was Gehazi punished? The Rashi says, how severe was his punishment? He got taken away his whole chelek to Olam Haba. That's what the Gemara says over there. So, says the Gemara, why was Gehazi punished? Because he called when he was having a conversation with Yehoram ben Achav, who was a melech at the time. So Yehoram said to him, tell me, I'm not really familiar with Elisha, I don't really spend time with him, tell me a little bit about Elisha. And he just says, he starts talking about his Rebbe, his teacher, Elisha, and he doesn't refer to him as my Rebbe, Elisha, he just calls him by his first name. Because of that, says the Gemara, he loses his chelek in Olam Haba. That's what the Gemara tells us. If you look in Yerideya, some of the Achranim point out, they say, we are so much in a debt of gratitude to the Rishonim. Why? Because the Rishonim call themselves the Rambam, Rashi, the Rashba, the Ritva. They all had these Rashitavas. They all had these acronyms to call themselves by and to call their Svarim by. Says one of the Achronim in Yerideya, Simon Shin Lamed Daled, that the reason for that is because they didn't want us to fall into the trap of Chalila calling them by the first name. We shouldn't call the Rambam by Moshe, and we shouldn't call, you know, whoever it is by the first name. That's what he writes. So the Torah Tmim already points out, what's the reason why all over Shas we find Halacha L'Moshe Misinai? Moshe Rabbeinu was Adon HaNavim. He was the greatest person to live ever. So how do we call him by his first name? Why is that okay? So he points out that the Rambam writes in the Pirush HaMishnayos in the Hakdama that the reason why it was okay to call Moshe Rabbeinu by his own name is because the Rambam tells us that when Rebbe was putting together all the Mishnayos, so he called this one by this name, this one by that name, but Gadol Meirav Shman. He said when it came to someone who was a tremendous leader, who was a tremendous force in the Mishnayos in that era, so he called them, let's say, Hillel, Shammai, Shmaya, Avtalion, and that's what the Rambam says. It wasn't as a bizayon to them, to the contrary, it was to their credit, it was to their greatness that he said, I can't even give any sort of title that would really encapsulate what they were all about. So therefore, when it came to all these great people, he just called them by the first name. So that says the Torah Tmim as the pshat, why we call Halacha Moshe Misinai. Why do we not say Halacha L'Rabbeinu Ma'aragolo Moshe Rabbeinu Misinai? Answer is because Moshe Rabbeinu, since he was the greatest person that ever lived, therefore we call him by his first name. Okay, the obvious question is, if that's really the case, then why was Gehazi punished? The Gemara just said in Sanhedrin Sadi Tesanud Beis, Gehazi was punished because he called Elisha Navi by his first name. So why don't you say, well, Elisha Navi was such a great Navi, of course we call him by his first name, we don't give him any titles because of his greatness, to the contrary, just like we find by Moshe Rabbeinu. So the answer has to be, I didn't see this, but I think the answer has to be because over here, what was the context of the conversation? Gehazi was having a conversation with one of the kings who was not familiar with Elisha Hanavi. So when you're talking to someone who's not familiar with the greatness of the person that he's trying to describe, of course you have to say as many titles and as many accolades as you possibly can. When we're talking about Moshe Rabbeinu, the whole world knows Moshe Rabbeinu. Everybody's familiar with him. Everybody knows all about him. Everybody knows he gave the Torah and everyone knows what he did in his life. You don't have to give titles to Moshe Rabbeinu. When you're talking about someone like Elisha HaNavi and you're talking to a melech who has no idea what Elisha is all about, so to the contrary, Gehazi has to go out of his way to stand on his head to figure out how to give the proper kavod to his Rebbe, to a person who really is not familiar with the greatness of that Rebbe. I think that has to be the pshat in the Gemara. And with that, we can explain the difference between Moshe Rabbeinu and Elisha HaNavi. So let's look in Yeridaya. Simon, this Shabbos was completely crazy. I apologize. I wasn't able to print anything out for anybody. It was really crazy. And I just came back. So in Shulchan Aruch Yeridaya, Mamash, like a few minutes ago. So in Shulchan Aruch Yeridaya, Simon Reish Mem. What's in Simon Reish Mem? That's all about Hilchos Kavot HaMenei Chachamim. So over there, we pask in the Halacha, Lo Yikra'enu B'Shmo, Lo B'Chaya, V'Lo B'Mosa. What? Kibud Aveim, and then right after that is Kavod HaMenei Chachamim. So we have a lot of overlap between Kibud Aveim and Kavod HaMenei Chachamim. So this shows up in two places. It's in Kibud Aveim, in Simon Reish Mem, and also in Reish Mem Beis, which is right after that, we find the same halacha. Says the Rama as follows. Lo yikra'enu b'shmo, you're not allowed to call your father or your Rebbe by his name, lo b'chaya v'lo b'moso, not while he's alive and not after he dies. This is something that the modern generation is not so careful about. Many people's parents want them to call them by their first name because, oh, we want to feel young, we want to feel like, you know, we're one of you, we're part of the chevra. It's in Shulchan Aruch, it's very clear, you're not allowed to do so. Even if the parent says you should, it's still not permissible. You're not allowed to call your parent by the first name. Says the Shulchan Aruch, what are you supposed to say? You're supposed to say, Avi Mori, Abba Mori, that's what he says. Look in Simon Reish Mem Beis, it says the same parallel halacha when you get to Kavod HaMenei Chacham, and it says you're not allowed to call your Rebbe by his first name, and therefore you're supposed to say Rebbe Mori Ploni. When you're talking about your Rebbe, so you say, my Rebbe, Reb, Moshe Tzvi, Shlita, right? Or you say something about, you say some sort of title when you're talking about your Rebbe. You say Rebbe Mori. And that's what we find by Yehoshua when he's talking about, when he's describing Moshe Rabbeinu, he says Adoni Moshe. When he talks about Moshe Rabbeinu to Klal Yisrael, so he says Adoni Moshe. That is what we find over there. So there's a whole lot to talk about. I see we're a little low on time, so let's just skip straight to what we need over here. So what's the halacha of the Divrei Chayim, the Sanz HaRav has a tshuva? What is the halacha when I need to? Let's say I'm taking care of my father's hospital bills, and they ask me, the insurance asks me, what's your father's name? I'm going to say, my father's name is HaRav HaGon Marina V'Rabbeinu Rav Herschel Shechter. Well, they're going to be like, well, what does that mean? Who are you? And how do you talk that way? What's his legal name? So you have to say the Divrei Chayim has a tshuva, that obviously when you're dealing with something where it's necessary, obviously you're supposed to, you know, you're supposed to say the father's name or the mother's name or the Rebbe's name as it's necessary in that particular circumstance. In fact, some of the later Svarim talk about the Stechemen, and others talk about what happens if a person's name is Mazel Tov, a person's mother's name is Mazel Tov. Interesting Shaila in the Torah Lishma, the Ben Ishchai has this. So what happens if the person's mother's name is Mazel Tov? I think Svarim have such a practice. And now there's a simcha, so can you go over to the mother and say Mazel Tov? So he talks about, okay, all these variations of different things, and what if a person's name is Abba, right? Very often people's name is Abba, so are you allowed to call him Abba, or do you have to call him something else? Okay, interesting, funny shilas, but basically the question is ksiva kedibur also? Let's say I'm writing something out about my father, or for my father. What do I write then? Do I write with a title? Can I just write his name like it is? This is a big discussion. Rabbi Moshe Feinstein writes in a tshuva that he thinks there's nothing wrong at all. Although we find in Kol HaTorah Kula that Ksiva is Kedibur Dami, but over here, when it comes to writing your father's name, that's not being Mevaza, my father, if I just write his name, that's okay. Nothing to worry about. Others disagree. The Divrei Chayim has a whole tshuva where he disagrees. Obviously, he was before Rav Moshe Feinstein, so they didn't talk to each other, but Rav Moshe is generally the way we would assume on this issue. So what happens when we come to, let's say, writing a ksuba or Rachmana Litzlan writing a get? What's the din there? Let's say I'm asked to be an aide on a ksuba or on a get. So what do I do? How do I write my name? My name is Aron Yeshaya. I'm a Pasha Yid. So I would write Aron Yeshaya ben what? Ben
Harav.
Harav? Right? Simply, I would probably write Aron Yeshaya ben Harav Tzvi. Right? That would make a lot of sense. So in fact, if you look in the Ramah and Evan HaEzer, Evan HaEzer talks about all of Hilchos Gittin and all of Hilchos Kedushin. So over there, the Ramah and Evan HaEzer, Simon Kuf Chav Tes, Sif Zayin, says as follows, L'chadchila, we should not write Rav O Chacham when you're writing a get. When you're writing a get, you should not write Rav O Chacham. Even if my father's a Rav, and even if my father's a big Chacham, still I should just write Ploni Ben Ploni. I should write Aron Yeshaya Ben Tzvi. No titles, no anything. What's this all about? So the Nachla Shiva, which is the sefer that everybody follows when they fill out a get, This is the handbook. This is the guidebook that everybody uses. So the Nachla Shiva over here picks up in the Ramon. He says, why? What's wrong with writing Harav? Let's say my father's a Rav. Why shouldn't I write my father's name, Aaron Yeshaya ben Harav Tzvi? So says the Nachla Shiva as follows. Because when you're writing a get, who is writing the get? Who's the one who's authoring the get? The husband has to write the get to his wife. So it's basically his conversation just being written down. So it doesn't make sense for me to say, oh, what is my name when I'm writing the beginning of the get? This and this person is divorcing his wife. So what am I going to say? Harav Hagon Marein Rabbeinu Aaron Yeshaya Shechter is being megarish his wife. What do you mean? It sounds ridiculous. I'm talking about myself. It's me talking. I happen to have two Adam signing on the bottom, but the whole conversation is really sprouting from me. So therefore, the Nachla Shiva explains, that's why I should not write titles for myself. Even if I'm the greatest Rashka Bahag in the world, still I should not write any titles for myself. I should just simply write my first name without writing any titles along with it. Then says the Nachla Shiva, so how does that explain why I shouldn't write a title for my father? My father's not writing the shtar, I'm writing it. So why shouldn't I write a title for my father? Says the Nachla Shiva, because we're very careful when it comes to Ilchus Gittin that everything should be exactly the same. Later on, we should never have someone saying, oh, your get is puzzled because of this, or your get is puzzled because of that. We don't want anyone having any error on a get. We're very careful when it comes to Ilchus Gittin that we should never ask any questions, we should never make anything different that would make a problem later on in time. So therefore, we assume everyone's get should be the same. No one should have any titles, no one should have any extra special subtitles before their names. We should just write everyone's name, Ploni ben Ploni. That's the way the Nachla Shiva explains when it comes to a get. So what's the halach when it comes to a ksuba? In fact, Rabbi Zilberman, who runs he's the Geiris administrator, and I think he does a lot of gittin for the RCA, so he told me, he's a young Rebbe here, so Rabbi Zilberman told me that he once had a conservative couple who came to him for a get, and the wife was a conservative rabbi, so she was offended when they didn't write Harav by her name. So he was trying to figure out how to deal with it, so Rabbi Zilberman had to explain to her, no, even it's not against you, it's not against women. It's, even when we write an Orthodox ksuba, and even when the guy is the biggest Rosh Hashiva in the world, still we don't write Harav. That's what he had to explain to her, but it's interesting. Just so happens to be, we never write any titles when it comes to a get. So what's the din when it comes to a ksuba? So there are those who are machmir when they write out a ksuba, also to follow the same laws that we find by Hilchas Gittin, so too to carry them over to Hilchas Kiddushin, and by a ksuba you also shouldn't write any titles. This, in fact, is what Reb Chaim Ozer, the great gadol of Europe, was the Masada Kiddushin for the Stipler Gong. By the Stipler's wedding, they write the story in the Archos Rabbeinu, that when the Stipler got married, Reb Chaim Ozer, when he filled out the ksuba, simply wrote Ploni ben Ploni. Everybody knew the Stipler was a wonder child, right? He was an unbelievable bacher at the time. He was getting married, and everybody knew who he was already. Yet, Reb Chaim Ozer, who was the great gadol of the generation, said, no, this is the way we should fill out a ksuba and not write any titles. My father generally said most people are not so careful about this. Most people are not machmir, and most people say, okay, you know, when you're filling out a ksuba, it should be the same as a get, and we shouldn't write any titles. No, Reb Chaim Ozer said it should be the same. My father said most people are not really machmer for this at all. And my father himself, very often, when he fills out a ksuba, my father was our Masada Kedushin. And by our wedding, it said, Aaron Yishai ben Harav Tzvi. That's what my ksuba said, because my father felt that's the way you generally fill out a ksuba. So why is a ksuba different than a get? So Aruch HaShulchan picks up on this. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, the difference is as follows. Because when it comes to a get, it's the husband talking to his wife, just it has to be written down. So therefore the husband writes it down and gives it to his wife. So it doesn't make sense for the husband to give himself accolades and to give himself titles. That doesn't sound right. However, when it comes to a ksuba, really it's the Edom talking. The Edom are the ones talking and saying, we heard the husband say to his wife that he's going to do X, Y, and Z. We heard him promise to his wife that he's going to do X, Y, and Z. It's really a shtar raya. Shtar raya means that the Edom are just signing that this and this, kahu sipar advarim, this is what happened in front of us. So therefore, when it's the Edom talking, so why not fill out with titles? The Edom are saying about somebody else. It's not the Baal himself filling out the ksuba, it's the Edom filling out about him. So therefore, when it comes to that, we should write titles. That's the reason to be mechalik between a ksuba and a get. Although very often we try to follow the same rules when it comes to a ksuba and a get, still over here we assume that there would be a big difference. So, when it comes to being mispalel, back to where we started, when it comes to davening for a person's father or a person's Rebbe, or saying, like last week, we said a kalmale for Rav Avadi Yosef. So how do we say the kalmale? What's the proper thing to say? So if you look in the Sefer Chassidim, now I don't know Sefer Chassidims, but this one happens to be quoted in Rabbi Kiva Eger and Shulchan Aruch. This is quoted in the Menchas Chinuch as well. So it's more popular Sefer Chassidim. So he writes as follows, Adam shemispalel al aviv, a person who's davening for his father if he's sick, Lo yomar, he should not say tirape abba mori o la adoni abba rufe. He shouldn't talk about his father and say, oh, abi mori, you should send him a refuah shleima. Rather, you should just say, you should send a refuah shleima to my father. Right? You shouldn't say any titles when you're referring to that. Says the Minchas Chinuch, when he quotes this, he says, because it's not right to give any titles to a person when you're talking in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're offering a tefillah to Hashem and you say, oh, give a refuah to this Rav. I remember when Rabbi Yashiv was very sick, so they said, they took out ads in the newspaper, everyone should be mispalah for the Tzadik Hador for Rabbi Yashiv. It's not proper. That's not the way you should daven. You should say, you should be mispalah for Yosef Shalom ben Chaya Musha, whatever her name was. You shouldn't say for this, this, and that. Why? Because it's a little bit funny when you're talking in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's not right to actually add titles. I just want to close with a beautiful mashal that the story that they say over. There were two great gedolim in Europe. One's name was Reb Shaul Katzenelenbogen, and the other one's name was the Vilner Maggid. So one time they were together, and the Chafetz Chaim is quoted as saying the story over. The son of the Chafetz Chaim said that his father used to say this over every year during Yalel Zman, about the story about these two great gedolim, the Vilner Maggid and Reb Shaul Katzenelenbogen, were once together in a shul, and a simple farmer walks into the room and he says, you know, the great Mekubalim say that after Meiva Esrim Shana, we're all going to come up to Shemayim, and there's going to be obviously Din V'Cheshbon and everything we did. And he said that they're not going to take who's going to be on the Bezdin, who's going to judge us. Right? So the great Mekubalim say that it's not going to be Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen and Eliyahu HaNavi, because they didn't know the challenges that we're dealing with now. So it's going to be the great Tzaddikim of our generation. It's going to be the Rebbe Avadi Yosefs. It's going to be the Rebbe Yashivs who know what we were dealing with, who know what internet was, who know all the challenges that we had. They're going to have to sit on the bezin and say, well, it's not fair to punish him for this because the generation was so challenged with having this problem and that problem. So let's be a little bit more mekel. Let's be a little bit more machmir. That's the way they say the Din Torah is going to go la'acham eva esim shana. So this great, these two great tzaddikim were once in a shul, and a pashut, a yid, walks in and he says, you know, why should I wait till after eva esim shana to have the Din Torah? You guys are going to be on my Din Torah because you're the two great tzaddikim of the generation. Why not sit down right now in the shul and we'll have a Din Torah right now and you'll decide whether I'm a good guy or I'm a bad guy. What do I have to wait to see if I should do tshuva? Do it right now. Just sit down. You're both in the room. I'm here. Figure out where I'm holding. What's the problem? Right? Interesting request. So Reb Shaul Katzenelenbogen responded to him as follows. He says, you know, imagine you have a young cheder, and whatever, they're second graders, whatever they are, and he says, the Rebbe walks out for a minute, he has an emergency, whatever happens, he has to walk out for a couple of minutes. So what happens? The kids all decide they're going to play amongst each other. So this one gets up and he says, I'm the army general. The other one says, well, I'm the captain, and I'm the this, and I'm the that, and I'm the prime minister, and I'm the king. And everyone's putting on a whole act, and they're having a whole war, right? And everyone's acting as if they're, you know, they're in charge. What happens when the Rebbe walks in, 5 minutes later? All of a sudden, within a minute, everybody is reduced back to nothing. You're no longer the general, and you're not the prime minister, and you're not the king, and he's not the army captain. No one's anything anymore. Everyone is simple second graders again, sitting in their seats and doing what they're supposed to do. That's where Reb Shaul Katzenelenbogen explained, this is exactly what's going to happen when it comes to Achim Eiv Esrim Shana. We're going to come up to the Bezdin, and everyone's going to say, oh, when I was alive, I was a big tzaddik, and I was a big chacham, and I was a big goyin, and I was a big this. And the Ribbono Shalom is going to walk into the room, the Melech Malchei Amlachim, and the whole charade is going to be over. We're all going to sink into our seats and say, you thought you were such a big tzaddik, and you thought you were the general, and you thought you were the prime minister. You were all nobodies. I'm the Melech Malchei Amlachim. Everyone's worthless in front of me. So that's what we mean when we say, Ein Gavus Lefnei HaMakom. When it comes to the presence of the Shechina, when it comes to the presence of the Ribbono Shalom, there's no such thing as giving titles. There's no such thing as, oh, this person is a big tzaddik, this person is a big gun. There's no such thing. It's a joke to talk that way in front of the Ribbono Shalom. It doesn't mean anything. The Ribbono Shalom is on such a level, we can't even fathom where he's holding. So for us to even say that someone is chashuv in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a joke. So that's why the minig is that when we come to saying a tefillah, to offering a prayer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or offering a kelmaleh, even when it's someone that we tremendously respect, it's not because of a lack of kavod that we don't say harav. It's because we're mechabed the Ribbono Shalom so much, that's why we don't say harav. I remember by my grandfather's levaya, my father also said the kelmal, he had someone say the kelmal, and he asked him, please, although he is a Rosh Hashiva here for so many years, do not say harav. The reason why is because when it comes to a tefillah, when it comes to a bakasha and a tchina to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not right to use titles and to use superlatives when you're referring to the person in the presence of the Shechina, because we assume, Ein gavus lefnei hamak. Wish everyone a wonderful week up ahead.